Benachos Perigud Beis Mishnah Hey 12:5. Okay, the last of the Perik. We said at the end of the previous Mishnah that a person can volunteer to bring wine as a standalone offering, a volunteer offering. The question is, what about oil? So, oil is kind of like wine. It's a liquid, right? And it comes as part of the Minchas Nesachim. But there's a difference. The wine, when it's offered as part of a regular Minchas Nesachim that accompanies an Ol or Shlamim, it stands alone. It's just wine poured down the hole there in the little bowl and the base on the Mizbeach. When it comes to oil, oil doesn't normally stand alone. Oil is mixed up with the flour, and then you bring it as an offering together as a mincha. Now, everyone knows you could volunteer flour by itself because that's a mincha solus. The question is, can you volunteer oil by itself? So we're going to have a machlokas here at Tanayim. Rabbi Akiva simply says no, because that's not how it works. Remember, we're mimicking, right? We said the pasuk I read to you a moment ago says you have to mimic. Kol ezrach ya'ase kacha es eila. So ya'ase kacha, you're mimicking what you would do if you bring a regular minchas nesachim. And so, yes, you could mimic it by bringing wine as a standalone, but there's no oil as a standalone, so therefore that's not mimicking, so you can't bring oil as a standalone ever. That's Rabbi Akiva's position. Now, Rabbi Tarfon's position is, no, we have a pasuk, a drasha from a pasuk according to him, and that drasha comes to teach you that you could also bring oil as a standalone. It's based on his pasuk. It's a pasuk that's a Vayikra Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. It says, V'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha. And the word korban in korban mincha is exorcism of Tarfon, coming to add the korban of simply a standalone oil offering. So according to Tarfon, the pasuk allows for it. It comes and teaching that you could volunteer oil by itself. Now, our mission is going to have a machlokas here. Now, naturally, Rabbi Tarfon has a drush that Rabbi Kiva is in a hold of. Therefore, that will be the end of the discussion. However, Rabbi Tarfon attempts to convince Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva should agree with him that you could bring a voluntary standalone oil offering. And even though Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of the drasha, Rabbi Tarfon attempts to convince Rabbi Akiva with what's called a mamatzinu, also known as a binyan av. Mamatzinu, or binyan av, is one of the yud gimel midos, one of the 13 ways which we darshan in the Torah, but it's the weakest of them all. And it kind of, and I translate it often, like tongue-in-cheek, kind of jokingly, as mamatzinu means, hey, why not? And what I mean by that is, you say, listen, wine is a liquid that you bring as a minchas nesachim, and you can bring that as a standalone. So oil is a mincha, an ingredient in minchas nesachim. Why can't you bring that also? Hey, why not? Binyan av. Look at the wine is sort of the paradigm, and the oil should be no different. Mamatzino, just as we find by oil, by wine, so too we should be able to do by oil. So the thing was that when it comes to a mamatzino, because it's such a weak limud, such a weak mechanism, so there's always the possibility of a pircha. Pircha means you can reject it. How do you reject it? Because the mamatzino means they look similar. Let's treat them the same. Hey, why not? So the pircha would be, I'll tell you why not. They're not really the same for some good reason. If they're not really comparable for some good reason, so then that would essentially torpedo the limud and the mamatzino wouldn't apply. The binyan av, the general, the general paradigm wouldn't apply. So that's what's going to happen over here. Rabbi Tarfon's going to try to say mamatzino by standalone wine should apply to standalone oil. And Rabbi Akiva's going to say, that's not a very good mamatzino. I'll tell you why you're not. They're not comparable because wine is brought as a standalone and when it comes to a minchas nesachim, whereas oil isn't. So Rabbi Akiva's not convinced. Okay? So the Mishnah says inside like this. Misnadvim yain ve'ein misnadvim shemen div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, there's such a thing as bring a standalone voluntary wine offering like we discussed in the previous Mishnah. But the aim is not vin shemen, but you can't bring olive oil as a standalone, says Rabbi Shimon. This is Rabbi Akiva, excuse me. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, misnadvin shemen. Rabbi Tarfon says, not only can you bring wine, which was the puzzle we had before about kol ha'ezrach yase kache eseile, but also, says Rabbi Shimon, you can bring oil, because there's another pasuk I told you already, which is v'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha, korban comes to add the oil. Now, obviously, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of the drasha, so therefore Rabbi Tarfon couldn't convince him with that. But he attempts, like I said, with the mamatzino. Am Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says to Rabbi Akiva, mamatzino b'yayin, just as we find, but again, mamatzino is a technical term, right? It's not just a translated words. But just as we find b'yayin shebachova v'nedava, just as when it comes to wine, we all agree you could bring it as an obligatory mincha, as a part of the minchas, the sachem obligations of an ola and a shlamim, or you could bring it as an nedava, as a standalone voluntary offering. Afa shemen bachova u'banedava. So to another liquid, the oil, which comes as part of an obligatory minchas tesachim, very old in shlamim, so too let it come also as an adava, as a voluntary standalone oil offering. Amalur Bekiver, because says that is not a very compelling mamatzino. Ima marta b'yayin, yeah, you want to talk about wine, that's cool. Sheken hu karev chovas b'fnei atzo, when you bring wine, you bring it on its lonesome. A standalone wine offering is what's brought as part of the minchas tesachim, very old in shlamim. Fine. Tomar b'shemen, you want to compare that to oil? She'enu karev chovaso b'fnei atzmo. It's never brought as a standalone. It's always mixed up with the flour when it's brought as a minchas nesachim. Therefore, I reject your mamatzino. I have a pirch on it. The reason the pirch is that the wine and oil are not really similar enough because wine is brought as a standalone and oil isn't. Now, that's Rabbi Akiva's rejection. However, the halacha follows Rabbi Tarfon, and we accept the drasha of Rabbi Tarfon, which means a person could volunteer to bring oil as a standalone mincha. How would that look like? So what's going to look like, believe it or not, is he'll bring his oil, and the Kohen will actually take a kometz out of the oil. According to Rashi Tosa, it literally sounds like he's just, you know, sticking, like kmitza, you know, sticking his hand in, pulling up three fingers worth, so to speak, of oil. And it's actually going to be salted, and then it's going to be essentially, I'll call it, thrown onto the fire of the Mizbeach. It's not poured down the cup in the southwest corner like the wine is, because it has to be mirroring what's done for a regular American minchas tesachim. And that means the kometz is taken, salt is put, and it's put on the flames directly. Okay? Tosfos Yontov asked a question which you're probably wondering, which is, how in the world do you take a kometz out of a liquid? It makes no sense. So he suggests you're actually sort of just splashing a kometz's volume of oil on the fire. However, it really does sound from Rashi and Tosfos you're actually taking it with your fingers, like good old-fashioned kometz, and salting and sort of splashing onto the flames. Okay? Fine. The mission is not quite done. There's one more point here, which is a new point altogether, which is basically going to say that a person could get together with a friend or even 10 friends and bring a voluntary korban, but not a mincha. Okay. The reason why is because when it comes to menachos, it says v'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha. That was the pasuk we had before also. So v'nefesh means like when a person, singular. So that means when it comes to menachos, it's a singular person bringing mincha, like one per customer. Whereas when it comes to other karbanos, there's no such nefesh word that limits it. And therefore, you and I can get together and bring an ola together as a shutof and his partners, or a shlamim, or even all of us, the whole shir, could get together and we could, you know, between 10 of us, bring one ola or one shlamim. Says the mission inside like this, Ein shnayim misnadvim isaron echad. There's no way for two people to get together and bring a single mincha as a team because this pasuk, right? However, aval misnadvim olo shlamim, we could unite together in shutvas and partnership, could volunteer a single ola or a single shlamim. Uva of, when it comes to birds, also we can bring in an of, a bird, a filu preda echas, even one bird. This is a like even one little baby, you know, ben yona, a baby pigeon. The chiddush here is almost always when you bring korbanos that are birds, they come in a pair. But the point is, if we volunteer to bring just one as a nedava, we can be bound to be one, and 10 of us can divide up one little baby pigeon, ben yona. That would also be obligatory, but there's no way to team up to bring a joint mincha. Now, if you read the Mishnah carefully, it sounds like the issue is a single isaron, but that you would make a basic diok, an inference that if we have a mincha that is the volume of two isaronos, we could be in partnership. You are paying for one, I'm paying for one. It's brought as a single mincha between the two of us. That's what the Mishnah reads. Again, the words say, Ein shnayim misnadvim isaron echad. Okay. Notwithstanding that, the Rambam codifies simply that it's, as I described it before, that it's a nefesh kisarkiv korban mincha, one mincha per nefesh, and therefore, even if it's two isronos, still two people can't share it. It's one mincha per customer, says the Rambam, regardless of how many isronos of flour are in that mincha.